What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Before we go back to the phone lines, though, I want to respond to Dave, because, you know, he certainly sounded very happy that he was getting this money and putting it in the bank, and he's on EBT, and he's got, you know, all the freebies and everything going in. And maybe he feels good about himself for doing that. But I think what he succeeded in doing, and maybe this was his real intention, was to try and make people who need that $600 a week to make them look like they're just going to waste the money anyway. So, you know, I don't think he's a good example of what the American people are going through right now. He does look like, sound like one of these people who's just riding the system for everything that they can. And that's not an appropriate way to be dealing with this crisis on an individual level. All right, let's go back to the phones here to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Yeah, Mike, first off, 28 shootings in Chicago over the weekend, 9 dead. 5 of them are in a critical, very critical condition. So there it goes every weekend, same old, same old.
So, but I heard it was 33.
Well, it might have went up. I saw 29 last. That was last night when I saw that on I think it was Breitbart. I saw that. It was 29 and 9 dead. Maybe it's, yeah, maybe,
yeah,
maybe
one of them was a 9-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah, yes. But also, Michael, did you hear about the 4 police officers who got killed by a guy who was a DACA illegal? DACA? They got killed in a car wreck?
Yep.
How many was that? 4 police officers?
Yep.
And he was drunk, and drunk illegal DACA recipient? I don't know. Anyway, Mike, what I wanted to also let you know, and your callers know, here in South Florida in the Herald paper, they're talking about these illegal aliens here in South Florida getting better health care than American citizens, like we've been saying for
yes.
The last 2 years, Mike. They don't have to pay nothing for their insurance, basically. If they need a $100,000 operation, they'll give it to them, but they'll let you sit on the hall and die. Jackson's notorious for that, Mike. Jackson Hospital here in Florida. And notorious for giving operations to illegal aliens. But if it's an American citizen, you're basically what they're Harold saying is that you ain't got too good a chance, but you got to have some great insurance. Hello?
Yes. You're on the air.
Can you hear me, Mike? Yeah, so I'm just telling you that Jackson Hospital, if you come to that hospital legally, you're going to have a way better chance of surviving if you came here legally. And forget the coronavirus. And that's another thing, Mike, the coronavirus and Fauci. This Fauci really needs to be arrested, because I found out this guy, he's a big Biden supporter. He is a Democrat. He's a Jesuit. This guy Fauci is nothing but a fake and phony. And, you know, in 1968, nobody had put masks on then. Nobody had face shields, Dustin, in 1968 with the Hong Kong flu. Did they, Mike?
No, they didn't. Actually, this face mask thing, this is brand new. They haven't done mandatory face masks, I think, since the 1918 Spanish flu. And even back then, people were resistant to the idea.
Exactly. So this thing here is all about money. It's all about filthy money all these criminal pharmaceutical companies can make. This is a disgrace to our country. I don't know if you had a chance to look at Steve Hilton's show last night, Mike, on Fox. But it was fantastic what he was pointing out. And Trump better get on the ball, and Trump better quit taking orders from these stupid doctors that don't mean nothing. Now, Trump is going to have problems if he keeps listening to his Fauci and his other, that Burks creep. They're creeps. Even though he couldn't even throw a pitch off 90 foot, he threw it 100 feet to the left. He's a leftist. And then he goes on the stands and knows wears no mask. Well, I want Dustin to call in on that about Fauci. What's this guy Fauci's motive of operandus? What he's really up to? But you know, Mike, getting really not what I want to really talk about is getting back to BLM and the three lesbians who started it. Well, you know, they're getting ready to team up with La Raza. Have you heard about that, Mike?
No, I hadn't.
Yes, they're getting, yeah, it was on one of the news networks last night that La Raza and BLM are going to unite. It's all about taking down the white power structure of the United States, Mike.
Yeah.
All this is about. Everything we're talking about and all your callers, they need to face reality. It's all about taking down white historical monuments, historical culture, and historical ideology, and the way our governments run. And you know, those Jews in Israel, they're not allowing their monuments to be torn down. They're not allowing that Isar David being burnt. And they're surely telling all those Jews to go in those settlements and have 5, 6 kids. Every one of those Jews out in those settlements in Israel out by the West Bank are having 6-7 babies, Mike. Did you know that?
Yes.
They even have sperm banks in Israel where they're giving away, artificially inseminating these women. Think about that. And they talk about World War II.
Shades of the Nazis. I mean, the Nazis used to encourage, what they call pure breeding. There was even a medal that went out to the mothers who bore pure Aryan children, usually the wives of SS soldiers and everything. It was called the Honor Cross of the German Mother. And it was a medal. It had Hitler's signature on the back of it. And it came in a bronze, silver, and gold, depending upon the number of children that you have. And with it came all kinds of state-sponsored goodies like, you know, picnics and transportation and so forth.
That's right. Well, you know, in Hungary, the president of Hungary, where Soros is from, George Soros, the prime minister or whoever in Hungary is telling all the women there, if you have children, we'll pay you. Just like the French were going to do with Marine Le Pen. I remember like 10 years ago, she was telling, if she became president, she would tell all the French women to have babies to bring back to the population and forget bringing all these foreigners in there, and we'll start paying these women to have children. Well, you know what, Mike? That's really going to start happening. It's going to start happening here in this country. You watch what I tell you. Probably it's going to have to happen. It's going to be forced on this country in the next 20 years somehow. Because, you know, the state of Israel, them Jews are doing it. Believe that. And they're very secular. They want to keep it themselves. Or what's the word, Mike? Homogenous, I guess? Like Japan?
Yes.
The Japanese don't want nobody too much moving in that country, do they? They're very one ethnic group, the Japanese.
Yeah, they believe in racial purity.
And I believe the Chinese also. The Chinese are, well, they're the biggest. They're 1.4 billion people there. But in their regard, they want to take landmass because they have such a population, Mike, that they need food. Like you're talking, this is all going to come down to food rioting.
Yes.
And food distribution. And like I was telling you a couple weeks back, Mike, if any of these truckers that come down from up north bringing food down to Florida and they start getting shot at on 95 or any of these major highways, they're just not going to bring the food in here. They don't have to bring military convoys in here. Guarding the food. Think about it with this BLM nonsense, the Antifa. No, Trump should do like David Dwight Eisenhower did, Mike. What would Eisenhower done in 1958 if they would have rioted like this?
He would have sent the troops in.
He would have called out the military and had them shot. He would have hung them. Eisenhower didn't play. David Dwight Eisenhower, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, did not play. It's like Operation Wetback. You all need to check that out. David Eisenhower was a general in World War II. You think he would have allowed rioting all over the place?
No.
He would have squashed it like a bug. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
When he was building that highway system in this country, he knew exactly what he was doing too. When it came to mobility of our forces inside the United States and the National Guard, and Eisenhower would never, ever, President Trump stood for this Antifa Black Lives Matter rioting and burning our cities down. No way. You think they would have went to Lafayette Park doing this crap with Eisenhower? They would have been on open fire. They would have been lit up if Eisenhower had been president. And these presidents now better smell the coffee and face reality. Now you better stop this and put this down like a rabid dog, like I said last week. Because these people are rabid dogs, Mike. They need to be squashed like a bug. And basically, that's all I really got to say today, other than the fact that Eisenhower would never have tolerated this, not even Truman or none of these guys. You know? And we're seeing with the media, the communist media. Oh, Mike, one more thing. I want to tell everybody in your listening audience, ABC, NBC, CBS, Mike, we don't have one network that's where we're the majority of the country. The white Anglo-Caucasians are the majority of the country, and yet we don't dominate one major network on primetime TV. We got to rely on Fox News and One America News. There's something wrong with this equation. And we find out, the American public starts waking up, especially the males in this country. We're not going to take it no more. We're getting fed up with this crap, Mike. We need to take one of those. Trump needs to take ABC, NBC, or CBS with the military and take control of one of them right now and start getting his narrative out. Instead of these leftist, Bolshevik, communist, pig, demon rats, ideology.
Please watch your language.
Please
watch your language.
I didn't use up profanity.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You probably didn't realize it, but yes, you did. Okay. Anyway, listen, I understand the passion that you have here. And, you know, Trump, of course, was trying to get past ABC, CBS, and NBC with Twitter. But now Twitter is censoring him as well. And so it's got to be tough to be the president of the United States of America and not be able to communicate with your own people.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you, Mike. I'm sorry if I did that. I got a little carried away. I understand. I get a little emotional when I think about ABC, NBC, and CBS running a narrative on our country over the majority. It's just disgusting, Mike. And, you know,
yes,
we'll see what happens now when Biden makes this VP pick. We'll see how this is going to play out. I think he's going to pick Rice. I think it's going to be Rice.
Well, maybe, but now they're backing off saying it's going to happen this week, and it may not even happen until the convention. And, you know, I'd like to see Duckworth get it, to be very honest.
Well, she might. I mean, she got a Purple Heart, so he might do that. But my opinion, I think he's going to pick Susan Rice because she's Obama from the old Obama administration, and I think that's where it's going to go because Biden knows she was loyal to Obama, and, you know, he always – plays off Obama, so I think we'll see. It could be Camilla, could be what's the other one? Bass. I don't know. I think it's going to be Susan Rice, Biden and Rice.
We'll find out. We'll see. I wonder what the Las Vegas odds makers are saying.
That's a good bet. That would be a good bet. Yep, absolutely. But I'm sorry, I got a little carried away, Mike. But I think about all these networks getting away with bloody murder makes me really sick. And Steve Hilton was really right on the money last night. Right on the money. He was great. His show was wonderful last night to hear him. And Trump doesn't get off what he's doing, calling all this really out. Yeah, I think he's going to have a problem, Mike. Tell you. We'll see.
Well, like I said, the latest polls have him ahead. And that's in an environment where they're trying to push the polls toward Biden the way they pushed the polls toward Hillary in 2016.
Yes, sir. That's correct. You're right. All right, Mike. Well, I know you got other callers, so I know I got a little emotional sometimes, but I can't help it. I just know if we had a guy like Eisenhower or even Truman, we wouldn't be having these riots with BLM and Antifa. That would never be happening. No way. And I do know Eisenhower got rid of a lot of illegals out of the country, his administration.
Oh, so yeah. Operation Wetback.
Yes. It was, I believe it was close to almost 2 million, if I'm not mistaken. And he did it with Yellow Bird school buses. He took all the school buses he could get, Yellow Birds, and started heading them south. And now, and Mike, one more thing. You have 2 million more voters in these counties that are going to be voting, and I think a lot of them are illegal aliens. So,
that's why we've got to bring back voter ID laws.
Yes, sir. Absolutely correct. Absolutely. So, all right, Mike, thank you for your time, and sorry about getting a little emotional, but I know you got other callers.
All right. We understand. All right. Same to you. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. The lines are full, so let's clear a few more calls off so more of you can get on in. Let's go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon. I just wanted to say Tom has a brilliant voice for radio. I really enjoy listening to him. No, he's like the Paul Harvey, Jack Smith. Anyway. I did some calculations on the medicinal ingredients of a popular tonic water. It contains, I won't say the name, but it contains 83 milligrams of quinine.
Yes.
So I took that 83 milligrams and divided through by the molecular weight of quinine, which is roughly 342. I took that number and multiplied it by 1 mole. It turns out that a can of tonic water with quinine has 1.5 times 10 to the 20 molecules of quinine in it. And given that the human body has maybe only as much as 10 to the 11th cells in it, that dose of quinine would be pretty good.
Well, I've had a lot of people write on in and say you don't need the hydroxychloroquine, you just need any kind of quinine at all, because quinine became popular because it was antimalarial, and that's what the hydroxychloroquine does.
The hydroxychloroquine structure, though, is different. It has a chlorine group on it. It also has an amine group in the middle, and that the amine group is, as you know, highly reactive.
Yes.
I'm not. It might be toxic to some people, but just given the simplicity of this tonic water and the quinine, if I had a fever right now, I'd definitely try it to see what it would be like. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along. Sorry?
I said, me too. I absolutely would give that a try if I was running a fever. If I thought I was coming down with COVID-19, I'd definitely, you know, get out the tonic water before I tried anything else.
You can get them in a six-pack, as you well know.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, a couple six-packs of tonic water and you're set. You're okay. Nobody needs
okay, anything else?
I was reading about the Georgia Guidestones. I finally found that thing. They want 500 million people on the Earth?
Yes.
And what do we got now? 7 billion right now?
Yep.
They want to get rid of 6.5 billion people? Are they serious?
They're serious.
Oh, no, no, not this cowboy. I grew up in cowboy country.
Good war, good pandemic, and they'll just trim right down.
Well, I can see the war coming. That's pretty obvious. But anyway, I could tell you more, but I'll let you go. I'll try to call you back again sometime about war stories. I had a buddy who was in the Marines in World War II. He told me all about it. But that's another day then.
That's another day. All right. Well, listen, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Thank you for the information about the tonic water. And we're going to switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Aloha, Mike. I just started seeing a pattern with this Black Lives Matter situation. I don't know. I just started seeing some weird things happen, like, there was a Spike Lee movie about the KKK and David Duke that came out on Netflix last year. And I kind of thought that was a little bit much. I mean, it's so in your face, you know, white man bad, black man good type thing. Another thing was, and they just banned David Duke on Twitter, I think yesterday or the day before.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah. There was something called Who Killed Malcolm X? And this was produced just before this George Floyd situation. So all of a sudden you get this, you get the Obamas and Susan Rice join the board of directors of Netflix. Then you get all these, sort of race baiting documentary series and so forth and movies. And you get the George Floyd situation all of a sudden occur. You get Black Lives Matter, which was almost declared a terrorist organization during the Obama administration. There was a petition to the White House to have it declared after some Dallas cops were killed. Five Dallas cops were shot dead. So that was back in 2015, I believe. Anyways, you got... They're funded to the tune of $140 million now, and they're just mainstream, as you know, Black Lives Matter, and you can't say anything bad about it, even though you got that Susan Rosenberg, the ex-bomber who got 58 years in prison and got pardoned by Clinton. She's doing the funding for Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, 100 days before Trump gets elected, this John Lewis congressman just happens to die. And for your listeners don't know who this guy is, he was a friend, I guess, or inspired by Malcolm or Martin Luther King Jr. And he was sort of this civil rights activist that became a politician. And I just find it a little bit funny, the timing that he just happened to die. And then Trump didn't get invited to his funeral. So I'll leave you with that. Thanks.
All right, thanks. We got to take a break for commercials. More callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, Michael, I wanted to get to what the other fellow calls George Sawgrass and Alex Jones, but the first thing I wanted to clarify, I raked Alex Jones over the coals the end of last week, but one thing I want to clarify is that diabolical devil, he's very, very clever. And a technique he uses is what I call taking like human shields, like high-value target human shields. And what I mean by that is he surrounds himself with very excellent people that I have the highest regard for, like David Knight or the fellow from Alaska there. How come I can't think of his name? But anyways, everyone, Begich, Nick Begich and Owen Schroyer and Billy Weaver and then he has on, a nice gentleman like Joel Skousen. So he's a diabolical genius. He surrounds himself with these really wonderful people, these really high-quality people of really exceptional character and everything.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like he surrounds himself with human shields. But the one fellow mentioned George Soros. But here's a perfect example of this misinformation agent, Alex Jones. I meet a lot of young people up here in Boston. I really get around. I go to student lounges, although they're closed now because of COVID-19. But I take the public transportation. I'm waiting for trains and the subway and everything. I talk to a lot of people, but most of the young people I talk to, I ask them if they've ever heard of Alex Jones, and some of them have. And then if I ask them about George Soros and everything, he says, oh, yeah, that's that German bastard. That's that Nazi bastard and everything. But Jones intentionally gives the impression that Hungarian Jew named Georgi Schwartz, who actually took the name Soros, the reason he took the name Soros is he actually fancies himself that he is the holy servant of the Jews. And if you're not familiar with that, Tex Mars wrote a book before he passed away, The Holy Serpent of the Jews. And the Holy Serpent of the Jews has a name, the Ouroboros. The Ouroboros. So see, this Soros is like an anagram of the Ouroboros. So, in other words, Alex Jones, and this is just one of many examples I could give, he complete disinformation, like George Soros is German. He's an evil, just another evil German. The woods is full of these evil Germans, he never, ever indicates Soros' true background as a Hungarian Judeo-anti-Christian. And if you don't know what a Judeo-anti-Christian is, they're commonly called Jews. And he intentionally took that name Soros because in his megalomaniacal ego, he actually fancies himself the holy serpent of the Jews, the son of Ouroboros, George Soros, the son of the Ouroboros, the holy serpent of the Jews. And a lot of people aren't going to know what I'm talking about, but there's a few out there that will know what I'm talking about, that maybe are familiar with Tex Mars and maybe even read his book, The Holy Sir. And Tex Mars never, he didn't reveal this in his book. He never connected the dots between the Ouroboros and Soros. But anyway, I just want to clarify, it bothered me because I said, I hope, the last thing I'd ever want to do is disparage those wonderful people. Like, they're such I have the highest regard for Nick Begich and, David Knight, and I really like Owen Sawyer on Billy Weaver, and then Joel Skousen. He's such a mild-mannered, soft-smoking gentleman that Alex Jones should be ashamed of himself. That Joel Skousen can never even answer one of Jones's questions. Jones will ask him a question, and Joel Skousen, being the mild-mannered gentleman that he is, will just start calmly responding. And then that big bully Jones is just walking all over. We can never hear what Joel Skousen's answer is. We're all waiting with bait. We want to hear what Joel Skousen has to say about, maybe this impending World War III and everything. And Joe, that big bully's just walking, won't let him answer, just walking all over him and everything. But anyways, the last thing I'll say, Michael, is there's an expression of sometimes a big personality like Alex Jones is very often described as, Alex Jones has a personality that's larger than life. We've all heard that saying about people that just have such a big, charismatic, magnetic personality that's larger than life. Well, I describe Alex Jones's personality as larger than death. He's not larger than life, but he is larger than death. And I guess that's all I have to say, Michael. I just wanted, I didn't want anyone to think that I was disparaging the human shields that Jones surrounds himself with.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that phone call. And we're going to let you go here. We're coming up here on a commercial break, so I'm going to leave the rest of the calls until after we come back from it. And meanwhile, of course, let's see, Twitter representative admits to flagging President Trump, but not the genocidal leader of Iran. Like I said, when you can see the dictatorship's days are numbered, and we're there. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. More phone calls on the other side. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go right back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Hey, Mike, first of all, I just want to thank you. I think it was real good letting me and Justin debate the other day. Debate the other day. That might not be a bad thing for your show, all in all, to have more of these between people if, you know, who disagree. But, you know, again, that's up to you. But I just want to bring up something about what's this call that Dave said before. Well, it's pretty interesting because I think this is happening quite a bit. You know, it's backfiring on these banksters and these other technocrats and all that. They think by, you know, giving all this money out like this, people are going to spend it on garbage, mostly like these tech stuff, you know, maybe another Apple phone or some other garbage like that. Okay, but it's not happening. People are saving, finally, you know, and that's good. That's a good thing that people are saving. They're putting it in their bank, maybe buying gold and silver with it, doing something else like that, you know. So I agree with you. What are you saying? You know, why not? After all, I don't want to see this money going to all these billionaires like it's going, you know. It really pisses me off when I see that Bezos, for instance, has made something like over $30 billion since this thing is there. And all these billionaires have made hundreds of billions of dollars more since it, you know, since the since the whole COVID thing started, the lockdowns and all that. So I'd rather see regular people make the money, you know? It doesn't bother me at all.
Well, here's, you know, Dave, I got a lot of email about Dave, and I'm going to read you one right here. I think either Dave's a troll or an idiotic socialist who doesn't realize that what he thinks he's getting for free from the government, he's actually paying for in the long run, as well as any of his descendants. Now, to that, I would add, so are the rest of us. Everybody listening to this show who pays taxes, you know, that's where the money comes from. That goes to people like Dave. Now, if Dave really needed the money, if he needed that extra $600 a week, you know, to keep a roof over his head and keep his family fed, that's one thing, and I'm sure nobody would begrudge him that. But for him to come on this show and talk about, oh, how he's getting the EBT card, and he's getting this, and he's getting all of his tax money back this year, and he's, you know, he's putting $1,000 in the bank every month, every week, rather, you know, you get a little bit nervous and start saying, wait a minute, why is this guy doing so well when I'm struggling just to get by? And so I don't think he came across quite the way he intended to.
Yeah, but, you know, Mike, there's also a lot of people that really do need it. There's a lot of people that do.
I understand that. But Dave didn't come across as one of those.
And on top of that, they're making, I think he did mention something about this. On top of that, they're going back to these jobs, and they got to wear these stupid masks now for 8 hours, sometimes longer, okay? And they're not very happy about that, and they're threatened with being fired if they don't wear the stupid things. So I can understand a lot of these things. And meanwhile, they're making those same lousy wages that they were making before, while corporations like Walmart, who employ a lot of people, they've made such unbelievable profit. Or one of our good friend Bezos again. Billions and billions of dollars, and he pays his employees garbage, okay? And works the you-know-what out of them on top of it, you know? I got no use for these billionaires. I got no use for this establishment. I'd like to see these big tech companies especially. I want to see them brought down personally. Like, I want to see them smashed to the ground, and then I'd like to see, like, you know, Carthage had the salt rubbed into it so it wouldn't come back. That's what I'd like to see happen to Amazon. That's what I'd like to see happen to Facebook, Twitter, Apple, the whole bunch. Get rid of them. That's my thing. Whatever it takes to destroy these corporations is fine with me. And if people start saving the money instead of spending on junk, I'm all for that. All right. And I definitely don't want these cars these electric cars either, because I don't trust them. I don't want the 5G. I don't want any of this stuff. And I'm sure a lot of other people don't either. And yet, you know, they keep on, you know, pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. So I don't know. I'm just, you know, like I said, I think I can maybe he sounded a little, I don't know, arrogant the way he said it, but he's being truthful.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are doing this now. A lot of people are saving money, and this goes against what the globalists want. And by the way, as far as gold and silver, smart, go buy some. I'm looking to buy some silver if I can. More silver than gold, because I think you can get more for your money with silver. In fact, I was going to ask you that. Is it safe to go to a store and buy it around in your area, or is it better to buy it online? You got to buy silver
or gold? Probably safer to go to a store, because you know where they are, and if there's a problem, you can go back there. If you buy it online and it turns out that you've gotten some fakes or something, usually you'll find that the person you bought from online is no longer there.
What kind of store would sell us silver? Like a pawn shop or some?
Pawn shops may have it, but there are coin dealers. There are coin dealers who will sell investment coins. They're not numismatic value. And there are some places that are simple metal exchange. When we lived on Oahu, there was a place called Kama'aina Gold and Silver. They're no longer in business. They retired. And we did most of our trade with them, and we never had a problem because we established a personal relationship with them. There's definitely a risk. There's a lot of fakery out there, and the more that gold and silver become valuable, the more fakery you will see. And there's a lot of fakes coming out. I mean, remember those gold bars that showed up in Germany with tungsten cores? There's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of silver being debased with lead. So you do have to be very careful. You know, not everybody can afford their own assay machines to know what they're dealing with.
So how would you know if you're dealing with some, you know, let's say, laced with lead or something like that? Any way of knowing that?
Well, you can do what Aristarchus did, which is, you know, the density. There are probably some online resources where you can find out, you know, how to tell the purity of silver and gold.
Right.
And but the best way is to deal with a dealer where you know where they are. They've got a brick and mortar presence where if there is an issue, you can go back there and you can say, I think there's a problem, because most of these dealers live and die on their reputation. They're not going to knowingly try and cheat you because that means they'd have to shut their doors and go someplace else. And that's very expensive.
I appreciate that, Mike. That's really good to know. Because I'm really thinking about doing that now, because I'm really starting to freak out now. This really looks like it's going to be going from bad to worse. And there's no telling where we're going to be by the end of the year, you know? And as far as the vaccine, no way. But you know what? It's funny, the Russians say they got a vaccine. Believe it or not, if I had it, I wouldn't take either. But if somebody gave me a choice, you can take our vaccine, you can take a Russian vaccine, I'd take the Russian vaccine. Because...
Agreed.
Big pharma country is too corrupt and just interested in making money, you know? Russia is a little bit different. I don't know if it's owned by the government, but it's strictly supervised at the same time. So, all right, that's it, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And I understand that Dave called back in from Maryland. He wanted to respond to some of what we were saying here. So, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Mike. Yeah. I wanted to talk about how you kind of disparaged me, man. You put it this way. So after I hung up, Tom called in, right? And what did Tom say? That all these illegal immigrants are getting free health care, free welfare, free everything, right? And they're illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. right? I've lived in this. I was born in the United States. I've worked here, and I've worked my butt off my whole life, right? So what's the point then? Like I'm getting back what I paid into the system. I mean, I don't see how you can see that's a bad thing. Like, if you're gonna sit there and be like, okay, well, the illegal immigrants shouldn't get all this stuff and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but they are. So what's wrong with me trying to get a little bit back from the system?
I think it's basically the same thing.
If I can play my cards right, right?
Okay, Dave?
I played my cards right, Mike.
This is a card game. You know, like I said, I think the way you came across alienated a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of negative email on you, where you come across as somebody who wants to game the system and have
$1,000 a week like I did.
Okay, so see, the thing is, this isn't you getting your money back from the system. This is you getting money from the system that's paid in by other people, and I think that's why you've rubbed them the wrong way.
Okay, so those same people that are talking back to you or emailing you, even if they really are, they're against illegal immigrants getting money, correct?
Yes.
But me, as a U.S. citizen that's lived here my whole life, worked in all these jobs, these factories, done everything, voted for Trump, with the high-paying manufacturing jobs are coming back, all this stuff, right? So what? It didn't ever happen. So what's wrong with me
Dave,
a little, one getting question. Mine back? Right?
Dave, huh? One question. Dave, one question. Do you really need all this free stuff you're getting? Or could you work for a living?
I'm not getting free stuff. I'm getting.
You said you were
getting.
And
I'm keeping them in my account.
You're getting $1,000. You know, you're getting the $600 a week. Do you really need this stuff, or you're just piling it up in the bank? I think the way you came across is
what you need.
I'm
stacking my petrol dollars up. I'm getting mine. Oh, and one more thing. The one guy talked about John Lewis that passed away.
Yeah.
Look up John Lewis, and then look up Elijah Cummings.
Hello, are you there?
Maybe that's not the same person. Yeah, I'm still here.
I think
here.
We lost
him.
Me? All right, let's go to Ray in Indiana. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the show. Are you getting the thunder and lightning overhead that we are right now?
Hello. Hey, Mike. Mike.
Hello, we seem to have lost something.
Mike, no, here, Mike, you there? I hear you. Mike.
Yes.
Can you hear
is
me
this
now?
Ray?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, is this Ray? Okay, good,
yes,
Ray.
It is.
Yes, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
They were talking, you and Claire were talking about the military and the COVID vaccine Friday, thinking that and Claire was under the impression that Trump was going to be using the military to enforce the vaccination. I heard that about a month or so ago when he first brought it up, and I heard left-wing TV, MSNBC, and some other people talking. He said he would get the military involved. And the way he said that, I was under the impression he was going to have the military take the vaccine first, because legally he can force them to take a vaccine. And he never once said he was going to force the general public to take the vaccine. I honestly don't think they're going to be able to find a vaccine. And they're definitely not going to find one by the end of the year, like some people are talking. But it, like I said, I heard that it was a press conference or something where it came up, and he said get the military involved is all he really said. And but I understand how Claire made the mistake and all that, but that was on Friday's show, and I heard that, and I listened to the podcast, and I didn't get a chance. It's my first chance to call back in on that. And so it's just a minor detail. I honestly do not believe Trump is going to force the general public to take a vaccine, but he can force the military to take him, and that would be a perfect test subject. You know, because my understanding, the military is having a hard time with it right now. Yeah, and so it makes perfect sense that he'd have military do the vaccine first. But I think you said that you're not going to take it. I have no intention of taking it either. I don't take the flu shot. I'm scared to death that, they've made mistakes in the past, and anything they rush through that quick with is not going to work, I don't think. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. I hope you don't. And then one other quick thing, just a minor detail. More lines of anti-racism, which I don't like. I've heard you say the term call the kettle black, and the pot call the kettle black. That is really a racist term, back from when it was an insult to call somebody black.
So, well, you know, actually, that's from the days of iron.
I thought it was from the days of slavery, and Jim Crow and the South and all that. But you're saying, okay. Because it was an insult to call somebody black. Just calling them black was an insult.
Well, if you think about the phrase, the pot calling the kettle black, the whole point of that statement is to say how silly it is to do so, you know, if we're all the same color.
Right. I'm just giving you a heads up that there's going to be people who call that a racist statement, and I've heard you use it several times on the radio. So I'm surprised nobody's around.
I mean, you know, right now everybody is talking about, everything's racist here. Apparently this Black Lives Matter activist, Sean King, now wants to tear down all the statues of Jesus Christ because, after all, he's white. And that's racist to think that Jesus is white, which actually genetically I tend to agree with that. But, I mean, at this point, you know, everything is being under attack right now. I'm surprised that they haven't gone after Lincoln's face on the penny.
You're right. I do not think you're racist. I'm not calling you a racist. I love your show, and thanks for letting me chime in. And keep up the great work. You have a great day.
All right, thanks, Mark Watt. Same to you. We're going to go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's not a racist. The pot calling the kettle black, that metaphor or whatever it is, it's a metaphor, I guess. That's yes. used by all the mainstream media and all the New York Times and everybody else for ages. It has nothing to do with race. Although I really don't understand it, to be honest with you, except it means if somebody's calling you something and then you're saying they're calling you something because they're actually that, you know, it's like projection or whatever. Right. But anyway,
exactly.
I wanted to address what Mark, the good, I'll tell you a good company, Colorado Gold. It's on, it's online, and they've been in business for a long time. I don't think they've ever ripped anybody off or had any problems. And they will take care of you. It's a family business, Colorado Gold. It's cheaper. It's a lot cheaper to do that than go to the. In my experience, anyway, you're not going to get a good deal at a coin shop. So that I just throw that out there. But you know, I think things are changing. The tide is turning on this mask. You got Holland. Holland is. Saying they don't want masks. It's bad for their, you know, their pregnant, yeah, their tolerant people. Yeah.
Listen, so Don, hang on to the phone. Yeah, we got to take a break. Commercial. I'm going to come right back to you right after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to Don in Arizona. We were talking about gold and silver. And then I think, Don, you started talking about the masks and how a lot of countries in Europe, like Holland, are saying they really don't work. We're not going to mandate them anymore.
All right. Holland's not mandating. And Germany had a huge demonstration. I only saw it reported on the Ron Paul Liberty Report. and they showed a clip. Supposedly there was a million Germans demonstrating, saying, we don't want to shut down, nobody wearing a mask, they just had enough of it. And so, I mean, Europe, it looks like Northern Europe is pretty much, Richie Allen, your buddy there in England, he's not wearing one. He said he almost got in a fight. And masks, he even said there was one guy got on an airplane. The thing is, you got the ball, you got the cards in your, you're holding the cards because they can't make you wear a mask. Now the question is, are they going to let you on the airplane? You can say, well, I have a health condition. I mean, they let people, don't they let people with asthma and stuff like that on the even on the oxygen? They still let them fly normally, don't they? Once in a while, I don't know.
Yeah, but asthma is not contagious.
The what?
Asthma is not contagious.
No, but I mean, if somebody's got real bad lung problems, they're not going to wear a mask. That's what I'm saying. If they can't, they might die. They might gag and start dying, and they'd have liability. That's the whole point. And they can't ask you, if you say you have a health problem, you're protected by, in America, you're protected by the Fourth Amendment. They can't ask you your medical history. You don't have to tell them. So basically, I mean, like Walmart's going to let you in if you just tell them you got a medical problem. And then your only problem is if somebody else wants to confront you inside there. And they won't. I mean, just I go in and just, I was in there today at Walmart. I told the guy I had a medical problem. He said, okay. That's the end of the story. I just walked in. And if somebody, I don't try to confront anybody about it. I'm not trying to get in a fight. All I want to do is go in there and not wear a mask and buy my stuff and get out of there. So their other stores are the same way. Then you become known as exempt. At least it's that way in this state, in Arizona. You're exempt. And the people that work there in some of the smaller shops, they know who you are. You're exempt. And that's it. And hopefully someday everybody will be exempt. That's what I'm hoping for, because I don't like this. The life is over. The way that things are now, there is no life. There's no live music. There's no theater.
I agree.
There's no good stuff. There's no sports. You can't go play basketball down at the damn basketball court if you're a kid. They have to have a way to get their energy off. They have to have basketball. They have to have gyms, especially old people like you and me. It's not half as bad. There's bad enough for me too. I mean, what the hell? I'm supposed to be living my golden years, and now they're saying I can't even go shoot pool or anything. So what the hell? I would like to see it. I mean, they're not even saying, well, there's a time, here's our time, this is when it's going to end or anything like that. So I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, the music's playing here. My apology to Miles. I couldn't get to you today. Please call in again tomorrow. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We are desperate for your help. Just keep doing what we're doing. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.